Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, and I'm on the air late today. I had one of those brain farts Jethro always talks about, and it's like it happened to me today. So anyway, checking in for the second half of the hour, and if anybody's on and about, yay. If not, it looks like I'll be here by myself. So it's okay. Let's see, getting everything put up here, and waiting for chat. Yep, indeedy. Okay, and I would like to see this. Check. I like the Power Lab, I really do. There we are. I'm going to put her on for a minute. Okay, and it's me, myself, and I today. And Giddy. Okay, well, this is going to allow me a couple minutes to get going here. And more than likely, I am going to do a little bit of talk about coffee, a little bit of talk about cards. Let's see, I'm not hearing music here. Come on. And what did it do? Aha, I don't know what it did.
The whispers in the morning of love asleep and tight.
Thank you.
Alrighty, and that was Celine with us, opening that up. This is Kelly with Casey Birth Cards. And hi, Nellie. All right, I see she's logged in. We have a couple guests here. Usual announcements here. To get a reading from our Master Psychic Guest Girl, you go to see if I can write and type at the same time here, JethroSmith.net. And interestingly enough, if you just put his name in, he will come up. So you can also get readings with him going to, PSYCHICKETHRO, psychicjethro@aol.com. All right, and we have a caller in here. Looks like I thought I was talking, I wasn't. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and start out. We've got one live person here, so we'll go ahead and I'll do the announcement so I don't have people. Okay, area code 805, you are with us here today. Hey, how you doing?
Good, I'm hoping to get a birth card reading today. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and today's my turn.
All righty, sounds good. Who am I talking to?
This is Janet.
Janet, all righty. Well, let's see, we've got several things out here. We also do relationship and date cards, but what I need to get is your birth date. I need your month, day, and year.
3/17/56.
Let's see. Okay. And you said May?
March.
Oh, whoops, March. Okay. Yep, a 5 and a 3 would make a big difference. Okay, March 17th, 56?
Yes.
All right.
56 with a 5.
56 with a 5. Oh, awesome. And you are a 6 of diamonds, and it's your birth card, and your queen of diamonds is that planetary ruler. So let's have a look-see for what's going on here for you coming up and going out. And I don't know if you've listened long enough. Usually I open up with, psychic gifts and, general stuff of the cards. And what we can usually say about diamonds, besides the fact that they're a girl best friend, is diamond people are what's called the adults of the deck, and it's usually associated with that time when you're actually gotten out of school and so on and so forth, and you're kind of stepping out into life. It's not the old people, it's not the young people, it's not the scholars. But people who are diamonds also have a tendency, the life lessons that you come in to learn are done with a lot of times with money, with finances, but the deepest value of the sixes is that breathing is finding value, what your values are. And the fact that you're a six is like, sixes are called the karmic cards, so they're the very faded cards in the deck. So it's like usually anybody who is a six, they have things regardless. It's like, yes, you always have free will, but they're just kind of, are the cards as like, if you're going to have something happen, it's going to happen because God already painted it out there for you. And regardless of what happens, certain things aren't going to happen in your life. So it's like, oh, my goodness. The Six of Diamonds is called the card of financial responsibility. It implies responsibility and karma. The Suit of Diamonds relates to finances. The Six of Diamonds people are very keenly aware of financial debts and the repayment. And that particular trait often manifests sometimes they're paranoid about having outstanding debts. And this is Robert Camp. This is his system writing. He says he's met six of diamonds that pay their phone and utility bills ahead of time just to feel like they're not in debt. They always have an awareness of who they owed, who owes them on many levels. And the funny thing when you get to the relationship part, it's like anytime you're in a relationship with a diamonds person, you always have a price in your head because they always kind of put that value on you. Like all sixes, you receive exactly what you get to others. During this lifetime, there can be both huge financial losses and gains as past life things count for settle. You fall into two categories, okay? And it's like there are people who go out of their way to pay their debts and those who go out of their way to avoid them and need to learn to stand on their 2 feet. So my guess is since you're calling in debts and looking for things like this, you're probably one of those responsible people, so it's like, well, you go the other way. You might fall into slumps as a result of inertia. So sometimes you need to kind of prod yourself into action, get going, build a fire in yourself every once in a while. Once you get going, you can attain most anything you desire. There's protection in work and action. Don't wait for the lottery. On a deeper level, The Six of Diamonds person may be here to help others come into a greater understanding of values. If you accept what you receive inwardly through your natural intuition, you're always going to be happy regardless of circumstances in your life. If you've discovered your special mission in life, you won't worry about how much money you have. These people make great teachers. You're givers. You can be really entrusted with great responsibility. What you have to give is a clear knowledge of higher values and that discrimination to make better personal choices. You're kind of called the keepers of the law. In relationships, they talk about underneath this tough exterior that diamonds always have, kind of that hard shell, lies a person who sometimes has a difficult time meeting your needs for affection. There's sometimes deep fears of abandonment that underlie much of what you do in personal relationships. And until those fears are dealt with directly, you can have a hard time understanding repeated failures that make up your love life. And I'm going to guess this was probably earlier on in your life there. You've got a highly mental approach to love that can lead you to think that you can set your love life up like you would a college curriculum. So when those brilliant romantic schemes are being solely driven by those previously mentioned fears, that backfire pretty bad, like worse than a car. So you got to learn first to give yourself that affection you seek from others. The two greatest commandments are, you know, love God first, but love your neighbor as you love yourself, because that all hinges on that. It's like, how can you love other people when you don't love yourself? So it's like, you got to, you know, you're allowed to love yourself because you're a good person. Honesty about your own feelings and emotions can bring you information. You need to make better assessments of your relationship, you know, difficulties. Practice being honest to yourself and others. Don't fall into this, you know, sometimes people creatively talk themselves in and out of situations while you really avoid your feelings. So it's like getting in touch with that, and again, that might be something that you have, you know, already addressed, you know, by this time in life. Six of Diamonds karmic pattern usually involves one major divorce or separation, which kind of transforms your life, and it teaches you about yourself. This planetary ruling card, the Queen of Diamonds, gives you a certain pride in yourself that encourages you to maintain the sense of dignity in your affairs. You like your money, and you usually will only purchase things of high quality, usually high cost. And it might be, you know, especially what might be a reflection of, you know, represents who you are. You've got a lot of natural business skills that could bring you success in any business, but there might be some uncertainty about which direction to go from time to time, because you also have a great deal of creative energy. In personal relationships, you choose to maintain a certain amount of personal freedom, and that makes, you know, long-term commitments kind of hard when you're, you know, because you're always trying to balance between, man, I like my freedom. It's like, I want to be with somebody. It's like, you know, that kind of back and forth, like the TikTok of the grandfather clock. You're a very outgoing person. You enjoy social events. Let's see here. You're in a most blessed position this year because your birth card falls into what they call a very auspicious position. It's in the center of the grand solar spread. It's called a double Jupiter influence. Because of the fortunate effects of Jupiter, you're absolutely going to be receiving tremendous blessing this year. And in effect, you're going to receive the thing that you want most in life. So it's like, you know, if you haven't done your 3x5 index card, or if you haven't, you know, don't know what exactly it is that you want, make sure you get clear on that, because this is the year to get it. It's going to be the thing that you truly want in your heart, not some fanciful wish that your mind plays with at times, okay? So it's that deep-seated desire. Whatever you wish for most, and that thing is going to bring you the most happiness, true happiness, is going to come to you this year. So it's a very auspicious year for you, one that marks the end of a long cycle in your life. You tend to be kind of a material-minded kind of person sometimes. You know, if you're a material-minded person, that wish may manifest as greater financial blessings or something on the mundane level, but that only comes to you if it brings you true happiness and peace is when it'll come, peace of mind. For spiritually minded people, prayers are answered and major turning points in life are reached. Many embark on a higher path at some point during this auspicious year. It's going to help show you there's much in this life to be grateful for, and by having that attitude of gratitude for everything in our life, we multiply our abundance and attract more prosperity, and that kind of goes back to Rhonda Byrne's, you know, the secret with that. I love some of those presenters. It's like, you know, I get out of bed, and it's like, every time my foot hits the floor, I'm walking to the bathroom going, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, so they count their blessings first thing in the morning. It sets a really good tone for the day. It's also a major completion year for you. There's a 9 card in one of those prominent positions. We'll have a look at those in a minute with the major 5 that, you know, represent your year. So somewhere one of those is a 9. And it's like the 9s are two things. You know, can be seen as disappointments if we disregard the true meaning, but in truth they represent that graduation from chapters of our life that were important but no longer so much so, or, you know, so helpful for our personal growth and development. You know, it's kind of like that high school graduation. It's like one door's going to close, another door's going to open. And what's beautiful about it and the endings is that wonderful freedom we feel after we pass through it or onto our next stage of work and development. Whatever the nature of the endings are in your life this year, be glad you've reached the point in your development you're ready to move on to better things and relationships. Oftentimes people are afraid to let go of things that become so familiar to us, like, you know, line us with a little blanket. Sometimes we're not even able to see that those things are no longer being used or valued to us. Rest assured that, you know, that is the case for you. You're ready to move on. And by this time next year, you know, by your birthday, which is back in October, you're going to be in an entirely new and better place for you in your personal and professional development expansion. Let's see. Other events. Let's see. If you got more, okay, you get a wish fulfilled this year. Again, that planetary ruling card falls in a position that's governed by Jupiter. You got a lot of good fortune for this year. You know, at least one of your important wishes fulfilled. It doesn't mean like, you know, Cinderella's magic fairy, you know, waved her wand and everything disappears, because that doesn't happen. But it means that some things will be easier. They're going to come easier. Something you really want is going to manifest itself. And where, you know, wherever your thought process is, whatever thoughts you dwell on, it's like, you know, that's how you bring that law of attraction. So for the most part, it's going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. You might have some challenges in other areas, but there's just going to be a lot to be grateful for. You magnify that prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. Let's see here. Okay, let's have a look at the cards. Long range. Oh, long range is the King of Hearts. Oh, there's your nine. That nine of hearts is your Pluto card. And then you've got his result card, this Jack of Clubs. Your environment card is a three of diamonds, and your displacement is a ten of diamonds. So let's look a little closer here. King of Hearts. Love some name. Queen of Hearts made some charts. Anyway, okay, let's see. I'm sorry, these old nursery rhymes. King of Hearts rules through love. He's got all the power and knowledge of love and how to use it. This powerful card bestows you with his power. You can apply this to your personal and professional life this year to get great success. This is an indicator of success in the arts or any business that deals with the public. Don't abuse your power. Rule with love and everything turns out in your favor. As someone, you might have an important involvement this year. King of Hearts might be an older man, kind-hearted, good-tempered, who's got considerable charm, emotional persuasiveness. It's a sign of strong feelings and power to influence others that can either help you achieve your goals or get you into trouble. There's always that flip side of those cards. For women, the King of Hearts can mean possibly having, you know, a lover, a man of your dreams this year, or sign of marriage. And I'm not sure if you're in a relationship, but that's, you know, is a possibility with this. And the keywords, the ones you put on your little 3x5 mix cards and look at every day, is I have mastery over my emotions. I have mastery in all my relationships this year. And, of course, it's not talking about outer stuff, but your inner stuff, okay? And your Pluto card this year, Nine of Hearts, as the Pluto card. This year, you're likely to have one or more of your most important relationships coming to an end in some fashion. Time has come to let go of those and move on, and yet it's probably not going to be easy to do. Either you're wanting to end it and it's a problem for you, or you don't want to end it and it's ending anyway. You know, personal attachments may be surfacing and make, you know, those endings very difficult. It could manifest, you know, as a divorce, or either personally, professionally, or the love, you know, death someone close, or somebody leaving. Even the death of a pet would qualify as a Nine of Hearts experience, especially if you've got close bonds with your pets. It's like a 26-year-old horse that I'd had since he was two, so I'd had him for 24 years, and I was surprised at how much I grieved over my doggone horse. It's like he really kind of knocked me for a loop there when I had stuff like that come up. If those endings leave you disappointed anyway, it's likely you're emotionally attached somehow. It's likely you have some internal conflict about it, and there's probably two parts inside of yourself, you know, one that wants that ending to one or more of these relationships and one that doesn't. There's that duality. If you could tune into yourself, you might be able to resolve that inner conflict and at least reach a place of acceptance. Universe is dictating that endings happen. You know, if you change your perspective, you can discover that endings are really the best thing for all concerned, including you. This result card further describes those endings, and that's which is that Jack of Clubs. Your affirmation for this Nine of Hearts, though, is I'm letting go of relationships that were once good for me, but now have outlived their purpose in my life. I set myself free to move on to better relationships. The Jack of Clubs result card, okay, it's connected to the challenges in that Pluto card with that ending. You're going to achieve much more creativity and success in a mental field. Could mean success as a writer of some kind, the process you might be transformed by exposure to new forms of communication or information. It just really advances your thinking into this current age of advanced technology. Be prepared to move ahead into the unexplored areas of knowledge. It's also a powerful indicator you could end up with someone, you know, a younger man at the clubs by your next birthday. Whether it's, you know, friend, lover, family member, business partner, whatever, strong indicator the two of you are going to be joined in some meaningful way by years end. And the affirmations for that one is, I achieve success as a writer or idea person in one of the mental fields. I revolutionize my thinking. And it might be something that you would share. You know, a lot of times when we write stuff, it's like it's the next step is publish it, you know, and share it. Environment card. Three of Diamonds is your environment card. Creative financial or business ideas can bring you many blessings this year, as well as afford you a certain amount of protection. You could take on more than one job at a time successfully as well. Highlighted for success are any types of work that allow you to express your creativity, like in art, music, promotions, advertising. You know, again, you know, write those flyers up. You know, maybe you go teach that class at the junior college or whatever. And a lot of times they have, like, what they call outreach classes. So it's kind of things like adult education things, you know, that you take, like, a little seminar class for the weekend. Might be something that you could share. A few of the activities, you know, are these, there are some of the activities that will benefit most in this card's influence. Diversify, and you're going to gain in many ways. Your displacement card this year, you're displacing the Ten of Diamonds. It'll be a very significant year for you, which you will receive that which you most want from life. So it's like you've got this, like, all over the place, like three different places here. So search your heart and realize what that is that you really want. This year is likely to be surrounded by good fortune. You're going to be kind of protected on all sides by that beneficial Jupiter influence. It could be a spiritually profound year for you as well, since you have this ability to tap into the deeper mysteries of your life. This is a year to open up and receive, and it's like, and I'm going to go into that just a little bit, because so often as a culture, you know, we've been raised, you know, in the Judeo-Christian, whatever, you know, it's more blessed to give than receive, but it's like, why don't you apply that and think of guys, you know, or people or kids, whoever. Somebody's playing a game of baseball. You got one ball and two gloves and two people. So it's like your giver is the person who currently has the ball. They throw it because they're giving, and the other person has to be on the end to catch and receive, and vice versa. So, you know, you have a good flow going back and forth. And the other thing is, like, you know, it's blessed to give, you know, whatever, but at the same time, if everybody on the planet, you know, however many billions there are, what, 6, 7, 8 billion, whatever, which is current population, if everybody were givers and nobody was receivers, it'd be really hard for the givers to give. So it's like, in my generation, it's like, you know, that was really drilled into us, so it's like, you take small steps learning to receive by little things. It's like, this was my Reiki teacher says, is when you go into a grocery store and the young man or, you know, young lady offers to carry your groceries out for you, you grit your teeth, you bite your tongue, you smile, you say, yes, thank you, that would be very, very lovely. Because they're being paid for that job, and it's like, you allow, you know, and that's a small place to start to learn how to receive. So often we have a really hard time, you know, accepting, or even a compliment, you know, somebody says, oh, you look so nice today, but, you know, and you immediately kind of diss it and you go, well, you know, it's like my favorite, you know, green scarf or something, so it's like, oh, you know, thank you, you know, kind of thing. But if you can bite the first part of that off and just, you know, justify it, just go, thank you very much, I appreciate that, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If somebody feels, you know, the need to give you a compliment, it's like, go ahead and take that. Those are small ways to receive. It's like, you know, don't minimize reception, okay? Because kind of by doing that, it's like, if you minimize it, you're kind of actually taking away from the gift the giver is trying to give you, whether it's a kind word, whether it's a compliment, whether it's, you know, carry your groceries out, whatever it is. So it's like really learning how to receive is important for some of us. So it's like I'm still in that learning process. It's like I find myself biting my tongue a lot. Anyway, okay, periods you've gone through so far this year, because we have all the planetary influences too, is there's Mercury is the first 52 days, and this is what's so cool about this
card system is like, I love it. There are 52 weeks in our year. This card system was designed for our planet specifically. So we have, you know, 52 weeks in the year, and each of the planets rule 52 days. Their influence is strongest in the time frame that they are assigned to, but it also gives us kind of like, if you think of a watercolor painting, it's kind of the overwash for the year. So, you know, you have those influences present. Now, your Mercury, of course, started when your birthday was, oh, we're going to see, okay, right, 317. Okay, so that, your Mercury went from March 17th through May 8th, okay, and you had two spades in there. You had the Jack of Spades and the Ace of Spades. Mercury is really kind of like the, you know, short-time planet. Where are you at now? Right now you're in your Venus, and that began on May 8th, and it goes till June 29th. So actually we're getting kind of, we're winding down June here, but you've got to get a little bit more time than that. But that is also a spade. It's a Ten of Spades combined with this Jack of Hearts, and the Jack of Hearts is also called the Christ card. Your Mars period is going to start June 29th, and we'll go through, let's see, I always have to transliterate H. What is month 8? Month 8 is August. There we go. August 29th, and that is a Four of Hearts with a Five of Clubs. Interesting. Okay, and you've got, now here's your Jupiter. Your Jupiter goes from August 20th through October 11th, and there's another nine. There's a Nine of Spades, and it's like, you know, not being negative or anything, but it's like Nine of Spades is, and Ace of Spades are also sometimes called the Death Cards, and it's like, you know, those, doesn't necessarily mean people are going to die, but it means it's a lot of powerful transformation. Let's see. It's also, though, got this Jack of Diamonds in that Jupiter time. Then you flip from Jupiter, which is, you know, awesome, great, blessed, and everything, and you go right into Saturn, which is, like, really sometimes restrictive, burdensome, et cetera. But you've got some really, you've got some good cards in your Saturn period. That goes from October 11th to December 2nd. And that you have an Eight of Hearts and a Two of Diamonds. And then there's an, I'll go through, you know, we'll go through a little bit more and, you know, kind of describe what they are. Your Uranus period is from December 2nd through January 24th, and you've got a King of Clubs and a King of, or excuse me, King of Clubs and a Six of Clubs. And then that last one, your Neptune, goes from January 24th, and it goes all the way about 52 days to your birthday. And you've got a Queen of Diamonds in that one. So let's go just have a little bit of a look-see and what is going on. I like it when people call in, like, earlier in the year, so it's like not so much of your year has gone by. The Mercury is one that begins on your birthday, and during that period focuses on communications, short trips here and there, educational pursuits, you know, affairs of siblings and family members. The two cards are, you know, influence at present there. So these are, again, that Jack of Spades. During that period, you're given a gift of creative mind that can come up with some great ideas that can help you in a multitude of ways. It can be artistic, you know, artistic gift, you know, to yourself, so you can really get some good ideas for writing or illustrating something, you know, of like, you know, do a children's book. Be cautious, though, with the card present, as it may indicate a theft incident or incident related to driving, like your car, short trip, you know, just be kind of on the alert for deceptive intentions from one or more of your siblings, maybe. Be a little bit cautious and enjoy creative aspects of that powerful card. But do be cautious when you're traveling and driving stuff. You might actually read some books or be exposed to some new information that makes a positive change in your life. Now, the Ace of Spades represents secret activities, communications, or short trips. It can be a secret about a brother or sister. It can also be a desire for secret knowledge, either mundane or spiritual, some kind of unexpected secret desire for somebody or something. It can signal an unexpected change or possibly death in the family, though it's not a strong possibility. It can also represent a powerful spiritual experience that changes your life. Okay, and then to the Venus period, which we're at right now.
That was the Mercury period, right?
That was Mercury. That was your
birthday. With the two spades. Yeah. So that one's finished.
That one's finished. Okay. For the direct Mercury for the year. Yes, it's like because that finished up. That was May 8th, and then May 8th your Venus period started, and it's going to go through till June 29th. And it's like if I go too fast, we always have archives here, so you can always go back through and listen and catch these. Your Venus is one that begins 52 days after your birthday, so it's right after Mercury. The focus is usually on home and family matters, affairs of the heart. These two cards, you know, combine to tell you what the influence of the present and what can happen. Ten of Spades in the Venus, it's a card of success and happiness in love, home, money, work, and health and family. Influence that overcomes, negativity and problems. This success might be connected to females in some way or to arts and music. It's a good influence for a working marriage or working with large groups of people. Business expansion is favored. You should have the resources to do that comfortably. Now, the Jack of Hearts in your Venus period indicates putting aside of your personal desires to help someone in the family. It could be a young friend, lover, relative, you know, people you've like adopted as your family. It's always a card of sacrifice and love, usually for someone younger. You're inspired by a higher realization of truth to do something that is noble and brave. The card also gives you mastery of your emotions and affectional impulses, which can bring you more success in all your personal relationships. And that's the one that Venus goes from May 8th to June 29th. And like I say, you know, these influences, like I say, you know, Mercury's passed, yes, but it's like, that's kind of, remember what I said about the watch? It's kind of like, you know, like the, I always want to say acrylic. It's like, no, like watercolor painting. It's like, you know, how you kind of do a wash over, you know, over top of it. So it's like that influence, you know, for any of the time periods is always kind of there for the year. It's like, you know, always more subtle when it's not in its direct position, but it's always kind of there for the rest of the year. So you kind of keep those in mind. Okay, your next one is the Mars period. And that goes from June 29th to, it's 8:20. So it's like, I always have the worst time with August. August is 8. So the 20th of August. And March is, or Mars, no, not March. Mars period is, you're likely to have more physical aggressive energies. It's a good time to get involved in physical pursuits or to actively pursue your goals. It governs our relationship with men in general and with any legal matters we're involved in. So if you're involved in a legal suit of any kind, Mars cards, you know, can indicate probable success or failure of that pursuit. Now, the Four of Hearts in Mars, what you've got, that influence brings happy relations with men and aggressive women. Combine aggressiveness with love for maximum benefits during this period. I'm like, that's a really, yeah, peanut butter and banana sandwich. Okay. Aggressive pursuit of social popularity can bring success now. It could also be a sign of success in a legal matter or any endeavor where men are concerned. So it's a good influence for actors or actresses or anyone interacting with the public, particularly with men. The stabilizing influence of that card is really powerful. It's going to bring that a happy time period for you, even if the indications of the other Mars card are more challenging. Okay, so the other Mars card is that Five of Clubs. But it's like this four, you know, it kind of mitigates. It kind of, you know, kind of like sandpaper on a board, you know, it smooths out the slivers, okay? So a successful card strengthens it, but it's like if this, you know, a challenging card, it kind of helps overcome it. Now, the Five of Clubs in the Mars, your own changeability, might be out a little bit out of control during that time. It could precipitate arguments with some male that could force some unwanted changes. Your opinions regarding some male may change many times because fives are always about, you know, you flex, you change. It's like a lot of times fives are really traveling cards. It's like you get up, there's a lot of restlessness movement, okay? So in this case, because it's involved with mental with that club, it's like you change your mind a lot. Your restlessness is going to be stronger than usual and cause you to make some decisions that either threaten your relationships or your security in some way. But again, combined with that four, force can kind of mellow that out a little bit, so it won't be as bad. Okay, your Jupiter time period is from August 20th until October 11th. It usually falls in the middle of your personal year. The focus is on business and financial matters, but it's not restricted to those alone. It tells who or what are the biggest blessings of the year, especially along financial lines. So if we involve ourselves in activities related to our Jupiter card, we could see an increase in our finances through those directions. So you've got now this Nine of Spades in the Jupiter. Okay, likely to experience a major completion or ending of a line of work or livelihood. That ending in some way is going to affect your basic lifestyle in a really important way. Seems as though you've been doing a certain occupation for a long time, maybe, and it's time to move on to something new. Don't resist those endings. They're positively leading you to new, more exciting, more prosperous future. Even if you get fired, it's going to inevitably, you know, lead to something much better with that influence. You're protected by Jupiter's blessing now, and all you need to do is take a close look at your situation to realize, you know, the good in what's happening. In truth, it was your desire to have this happen in the first place. And then that Jack of Diamonds in the Jupiter period could be one in which your finances are helped considerably by using creative ideas for selling or marketing a product or service. You know, you're kind of entrepreneurial here. Your creative and business abilities combined well could make you a lot of money. for those in sales profession, it's one of the best influences. Diamonds, okay, diamonds, men, in your life is going to be a great benefit somehow during this period, and let them show you more lucrative ways to make money. One thing I'll share is kind of on a personal level there. It's like getting fired. It's like, you know, we've had people come on and do this, and it turned out to be really good. In my case, it's been moves. It's like we have had a gypsy cover wagon this year, and it's like we have just moved. It's like I finally went and Jennifer did a reading for me. And it's like, he says, yeah, it's going to be like bumper cars. I'm like, on bumper cars, then maybe you can describe it. It's like, we might as well just put us with the wagon and be up down the road. But in actuality, it turned out to be very positive because a house that I had rented for a while and it was going to be contract for deeper to buy it, turned out that it had mold. It had, we would have had some serious problems with it. We would have had to tear out a wall, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's like, it was just craziness. So it's like we got in a situation where the owner all of a sudden, you know, decided he was going to, quote, fix everything up. And it's like, I was like, all right. And he wanted us to move out for like 2 months while he effected repairs. And I was like, right. Well, as long as we're moving out, we're just going to move out and move on down the road. It's like, and it turned out, like I say, it's like the more stuff that they got into because, you know, they got impatient. It's like, well, you're not moving quick enough. So it's like they came in and started doing some of the tear-ups and tear-downs, like, going, and that's when we found it's like, oh, my goodness. It's like, well, there was, you know, a place in the gutters where the squirrels had gotten into the roof in the attic. And it was like, there was electrical problems, there was plumbing problems, there was all kinds of stuff. And I was like, going, it would have been, I don't know if you ever saw Shelley Long and Tom Hanks in The Money Pit, but that's what that house would have been. So even though it was really stressful at the time that we were going through it, it turned out to be a really, really, really good thank you, God moment. So it's like sometimes that's how some of those things go. It's like, you know, when you're forced to do something, you know, you're just kind of leave it by the nose going, no, we need you out of here now. It's like, but why? I'm happy. It's like, no, no. Sometimes they really do some leading things and you go, you kick and scream and go and you make it harder. So it's like, it's always easier if they say it's time to move. You just go, okay, how much time do I have this time? You know, pack up. Yeehaw, and get on this radio. Let's see. And then the next time frame here is your Saturn period. And that's from October 11th through December 2nd. And Saturn follows Jupiter. It's the reverse. And it was, it's like Jupiter is expansive and abundant. Saturn is often restrictive and burdensome. So the two cards in this one combine to tell you what's likely to happen. Saturn describes who or what are major challenges or difficulties for the year. But by facing those challenges, we learn many things that's going to aid in our ultimate success. Saturn teaches us patience and responsibility. So we have, you know, but there's a really powerful positive card here, this Eight of Hearts. It gives you the power to overcome illnesses and to heal or help others if you desire. A lot of charm and emotional power are present for you now and can be used to successfully to further your career and financial goals. With that karmic influence of Saturn, you find that your own power to get what you want emotionally leads you into some difficult relationships, ones that perhaps reflect your own, you know, you haven't dealt with some of your own issues maybe in handling that power. But that card is such a strong influence, it's going to override any negative influences present during that period. So even if the other one was challenging, which is really kind of not, the other one is that Two of Diamonds. But so even if that other card were challenging, you're going to have a successful outcome and overcome the difficulties. The Two of Diamonds in Saturn, during you might have a money deal or partnership, that goes sour, one that causes burdens or restrictions. It could be a partnership with an older authority figure, but success can come through sustained effort in the union of interests. Under Saturn, your partnerships may have an element of fate, karma, or illness about them. They may not be agreeable, but with effort, you can be, you know, you can learn a lot and make steady progress toward your goals. And sometimes that is the purpose, you know, of that lesson learned. It's like, yeah, it's, we, you know, says somebody again, like, you know, the angels either take us by the hand or by the nose, whichever, and lead us on down the garden path. Then we have Uranus coming in, and it's going to be from December 2nd to January 24th. Talks about after the grueling struggle with Saturn, it's like Uranus is a breath of fresh air. It's like, thank you, God, we got through that. Everything kind of lightens up. We tend to focus more on the people we hang out with socially at work. Okay, it's often Uranus is things that happen or have an unusual quality about them. Uranus cards usually, you know, foretell success or failure of relationships at work or in other circles. And Uranus is also the ruling planet for Aquarius, and it's a double lightning symbol. So it's like things can tend to, you know, strike you out of the blue or like, you know, that unexpected, whatever. You've got the King of Clubs in your Uranus tarot this year. The presence of this powerful card gives you several important gifts that you can use to achieve more success and happiness in your life. First of all, you can expect success in any work in the mental field. You can take a leadership position on the job and constantly make progress. Your intuition is really active. It's right now. It's going to give you valuable insights into your work and those areas that contribute to your success. Especially older men of club suit. Things will be unpredictable during that period and to a lesser extent for the entire year. You do best not to place too many expectations on them while they're in that sort of influence in your life. And then you've got the Six of Clubs in the Uranus. It could be a period of heightened intuition and sensitivity. If you choose to, you can apply these gifts to your work with good results. However, it can also be one where you're feeling so content with yourself and things happening, you choose not to do much without a noble gift. But in any event, it's going to be a period of steadiness in your work and life, especially if you're willing to make big compromises with friends and associates, you know, kind of keep the peace. But you tune into your most subtle thoughts and feelings now. You can make a strong connection into exactly what is your life's purpose. And it's like anytime we find the sixes there, it's like if you spend, you know, that time in prayer, in meditation, or talking to God, meditation is listening to God, and you really have that open door, that inner sense that you get things that you don't kind of normally get when you have the six present. And the King of Clubs also, the clubs are all kind of psychic, you know, kind of psychic cards you really have, you know, and if people don't like the word psychic, you know, use intuition, use your gut feeling, use, you know, hunches, whatever, you know, whatever you want to call them, Rose by any other name is still this is sweet. So it's like, yeah. And a lot of people are kind of spooked by, oh my goodness, it's psychic. It's like, well, okay, it's yes, because it's six cents. It's your, you know, it's your hunches, it's your gut feeling. It's like, a lot of people are going, well, I just got a feeling. It's like, exactly. You know, so it's nothing to be spooked out with. It's just kind of like, yep, I'm just following what I said. Of course, a lot of times Magnum is, you know, constantly like this Magnum PI was like, my little voice is told me, like, okay, yep, I've had that experience, as you have. So you can also relate to that, too. Your Neptune period lasts from January 24th, and it goes all the way through to your next birthday. That begins, period is the best time to take a vacation, especially if the vacation takes you to a foreign country. It represents our hopes and fears for the year. It can represent things that we secretly want or things that we may be afraid will come to pass. It's not usually a good time to make any definite decisions about our future, as sometimes things can really appear blurred. You know, Neptune's kind of that watery moment. Okay, and this one? You only have one of these in this position. It's the Queen of Diamonds. So your business sense is really strong during that period. It can help you attain a financial goal that you dreamt about. You may help others in need. It's a card of financial gain through successful sales and marketing. At the same time, watch your tendency to spend money on luxury items that deplete your resources and cause you to worry about money or stress about it. So use your creativity in a positive direction to create the finances you dreamed about. Any women of the diamond suits that you meet during this period and to a lesser extent for the entire year, life can be a little hard for you to see objectively, which is really interesting because you yourself are a diamond woman. You can easily, you know, project fantasies onto them. You know, it's like they're, you know, put them on a pedestal type of stuff, and it's like, oh, you know, it's my mentor or whatever. But it's best to not make any important decisions related to that person until after your next birthday. So that's kind of it. In a nutshell for your year, did you have anything in specific you want to go back and look at? Or?
Wow. Well, that's a lot of information. And yes, I will definitely be downloading it from the archive so I can go back over it and
go back through
some more notes. The only thing I would ask is if you see any period during the year that might indicate travel. But I'd really like to go on a vacation.
Vacation. Okay, yeah, that was that. You know, that was the one we just read on that Neptune. Neptune
so
is the best time to
be...
take a vacation, and that was January 24th to the March 17th. That's the that's the one that's most auspicious for it. But it doesn't mean that you can't travel or take a vacation, you know, other times of the year. Because there was a Five of Clubs back there that was here really quick.
I think that was in August, maybe.
Yeah, let's see. If that was a six. Okay, let me go back here and look at this. Was that during the, nope, that wasn't during the Jupiter. Come on, where are you at? Oh, that was that. That's right. That was during that Mars time. Your Mars time. Yeah, it was actually June 29th to August 20th was where that Five of Clubs. restless, you know, because that's kind of a restlessness, and it's like it can cause you to make, you know, some changes and, you know, changes and things. There was also, you know, again, like, you know, with the Mars stuff, it's like that was the one where it's kind of like, you know, watch out for argumentation stuff. But you had that Four of Hearts there, too, and it's like Four of Hearts, and there's a couple of cards they call the marriage cards in deck, and it's like Four of Hearts and the Queen of Hearts are both called it like the marriage cards. So it's like, it, you know, strong romantic indication. Just like, but then, you know, combined with that, it's like, like, okay, you don't forget that argumentative card there. The five usually indicate, you know, either changes, either travel, or sometimes, you know, moving to new homes, you know, stuff like that. It's like, you know, geographically relocating. I'm like, well, I must have had it all 5 years this year. It's like, I do, but I print mine out every year, and it's like, you know, kind of go through, make notes, and I go and go, wow. But I've worked with the system for about 17 years, and I was like, it's really amazing. You know, it's like, you know, you get to, it's like, I mean, it's kind of generic in some areas, but you kind of look at it, you kind of go, you learn to read it, you know, for yourself. So it's like, it's one of the best investments I'm making myself for the year. So
that was very interesting.
Yeah.
And the basic personality traits, it's a good thing I don't know anybody listening, because I would, yeah, I'd be embarrassed if they could hear, you know, all this personal stuff.
Well, you know, we also have to just off the air, too. It's like, I do have my Gmail, right? I haven't got my website up yet, but it's like, and people keep going, well, come on, we're going to do this. I'm like, well, about the same time I write that book, it's like, seriously, this year I've moved like 7 times. My children, I've got a 10 and 12-year-old at home, but, I mean, I've got 2 families. Got the older ones, had a Gemini son just turned 28, my Leo son is going to turn 26 next month. My daughter that just had the second baby is, she turned 23 this year. And she and her husband are both diamonds people. And my new grandson is also a six of diamonds, just like you are. So I'm going to, I've been reading a lot on the six of diamonds lately. So, but it's like there's really, you know, really cool stuff. But, and the other thing that's really neat about it is, this, I haven't gotten around to doing some of the comparisons that I probably should, but the cool thing about this system is from the time you check in on this planet for the first, like, 44 years, from 0 to 44, the cards are in specific layouts, and it's like you have, you know, certain things, you know, certain patterns, certain ways. When you get to age 45, it's like this is why people, they talk about the midlife crisis, because all of a sudden at age 45, your birth cards are the exact same place that they were when you checked into this planet at age 0. And it's like, and this is why people go, wow, you know, I've spent 44 years on this planet learning all this really cool stuff, and now you have the opportunity. It's kind of like a 45-year, you know, like wave cycle. It's like we do a lot of stuff. Our bodies, they talk about 45 minutes, you know, learning curve up and 45-minute learning curve, you know, that's on the downside where you want to review. So it's like, so this is like a 45 cycle in terms of years. And it's like, so you have all these cards out, you know, for the year influences. And it's like at 45, it starts over again. And a lot of people go, I want to do the next 45 years differently, because from 45 to 90 are the exact, you know, same. And it's like, it'd be interesting to go and kind of go, let's see, at, you know, like at 56, it's like it'd be, okay, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is approximately I want to say either like the 16th year or 17th year, the cards are in a similar position. So if you can think back to kind of the things that were going on in your life, then of course, you know, I know that's high school years, but, you know, what are some of the major events that happened back there? And it's like there's some of the very similar influences, you know, for what happened that year, and kind of look at it that way and go, oh, well, see, this year was like this, and how do I want this year to be better, you know?
hopefully I've learned something along the way.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's just kind of fun. It's like, you know, really, really neat stuff. And it's like, yes, and you look at it. There's also, and I do promote this, Robert Camp, he's got these two books, and this is where I started. It's like they're called The Cards, I think it's like The Cards of Destiny and Your Birth Cards, The Love Relationship Cards, something that he's got. I cheat because I bought the computer programs. After I worked with the books for a couple of years, I was like, came out and said, computer program sounds good. It's like, I'll get really lazy. So it's, you know, for a price, you can have those. But the books really teach you a lot. And it's like they have, oh, man, they have like a thing called a life reading, too, where it's like it overlooks like 20 years. You know, you can take from where you're at and you can look, you know, forward, backwards, you know, or pick an age. And it gives you a 20-year influence of, you know, the most auspicious things that are going to happen, this and that. And it really gives you an overview. There's also what they call the I want to call it the 13-year cycles, and this is why we have, you know, the 13 cards in each suit. It's like from ace to king is, you know, is actually 13 cards, and that corresponds with if we were on a lunar cycle calendar, because that's what we actually have. We actually would have 13 months in a year if we went by the lunar cycle. So there's they have these, you know, big major things like, you know, every 13 years is it's a transition from that, and that's what the life reading looks at. And it's like it's amazing. You know, you look at it and it's like, wow, all these different influences. And it was a system, it was a card system that was developed, you know, literally centuries ago, because the guys that used it that came, you know, before it was, I think, Olney Richmond came forward in 1800s and, you know, first brought it kind of back out of the closet again after the Dark Ages and stuff. But in the Bible, it talks about, you know, the three astrologers, the three wise men from the East who came and brought, you know, gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Christ child, used their system to find him, et cetera. They were called the Magi, and it's interestingly enough, the order of the Magi is what this card system is. So it's been around for centuries, it's, you know, and millennia, actually, it's been around for a long, long, long time, and it was specifically developed, you know, like I say, for our planet and for, you know, our lives as, you know, as humans and what we do here. And it's just, it's very phenomenal. That's why I like it. But anyway, anything else? Wow, we got like 6 minutes because I got in here late today because I went and had a chiropractic moment, and apparently it gave me a major brain fart. So just got back, and I was like, oh no, I'm late. There's nothing going to kill me.
Well, I really appreciate the reading. It was so thorough, and I enjoy listening to the show when you're on. So please keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, and come and see, you know, and check out Deathless Time too, because he does, you know, if you're looking for something specific, like he does, he's more of what I call the prognosticator. I mean, he's one of those people that is amazing. You know, he talks to the angels. He doesn't talk to the animals. Well, actually, he does. He can talk to my cat. He was telling me my cat was, well, we lived in the same town once upon a time, and we lived about five blocks apart, my cat decided to walk him home one night, and it's like, apparently my cat's a talker. He's part Persian and part something else, and he called me when we got home. He goes, your cat's a tattletale. I said, what? You know, this is the first, I didn't know that he'd talk to the animals at that point in time. He goes, yeah, he says, he spilled the beans on every house between here and mine. He's like, I didn't know these things about your neighbors. He says, you know, it's like, oh my goodness.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, this cat is really funny because we raised him and his litter mates from, their mom got killed when they were like 12 days old, so we bottle fed him and raised him. And he thinks, I mean, you talk about cats, you know, thinking they are, you know, they say women with little fur coats. It's like, no, he's a man. It's like we have him neutered, so he'd stay home and stay in a cat fight. But it's like, he is a little human with a fur coat. It's like, he looks at us sometimes and you just go, why can't you people understand me? That other guy understood me. What is wrong with the rest of you with your species, you know? So I know he talks to the animals. He talks to the angels. He sees colors around people, you know, but, I mean, he's the gifts that he's got, you know, as a psychic are phenomenal. I mean, he's probably better, don't say this anywhere, but he's probably better than Sylvia Brown, and she charges like $1,200 an hour, and he only does 120. So I'm like going, you know, you get like a better psychic for like a tenth of the price. So it's like, you know, working with him is neat. And he's so compassionate. It's like, he's so funny. He'll do deals with people, you know. It's like, if you call him and say, I'm a little bit tight right now, it's like, you know, can I make payments? It's like, usually he'll just go, well, we can probably do this for this much. You know, so he will work out deals. He's having a hard time right now. He's, he kind of covered for me for a couple, 3 weeks while I was on the road and moving from Colorado to Idaho. It's like 950 miles one way trip. And we did that like four times. We've had a rodeo, but, and then he, his mom, well, okay, I'll shut up on the air here, but he just had a death in the family, and it was very unexpected, and it really, you know, even being psychic, I mean, he's talking to her, you know, like on the other side and everything, but it still is not the same as, you know, calling that person, you know, like I used to call, you know, talk to everybody about the garden and how was the weather and this and that, you know, it's just those little things. And it's like, you know, and right now, you know, when they get on the other side, they're not so interested as much in the garden and the weather. It's like they're more interested in finding it out. It's like, you know, all of a sudden he goes, we have found out so many things about everything that everybody in the family has been, you know, all the dirt is coming to the surface. It's like, Mom, it's gone in there. It's like, oh my goodness. And they're having, you know, but because it was so unexpected and this, you know, just was a sudden death, literally. was diagnosed one day with something and died the next day. It's like, oh, it just threw everybody for a loop. So he's, you know, kind of been in crisis and, you know, personal transition. It's like, it's a lot easier for him, you know, than it is, you know, for a lot of people, but it's still, you know, you still got you're very emotionally attached to people, you know, especially your, you know, close relatives, et cetera. So, yeah, so he's taking a little bit of a break, and I'm kind of on, but I'm going to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week, and I'll remember to be on at the right time, you know. And then he's picking up Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and he's trying to get some variety. I mean, it's like, you know, when you listen in, he's kind of like promoting, there's this musical group, you know, they have some really cool, you know, very visual music on. People with jewelry, people with, you know, and what's funny is like he usually gets people who have, you know, intuition, psychic ability, you know, whatever you want to call it, and they do these other, you know, like arts and crafts, you know, it's like paintings or, you know, people who are relationship counselors or, you know, whatever. They have some credentials behind them in addition to their intuition, you know, but they come on and in fact, let's see, Patty Cummins is going to be on with us Thursday, the 21st. So, oh, and I got 90 seconds. All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you so very much for listening in. And it's like, I'm sure you've already clicked follow, so it's like you found us as we've bounced around through the time schedule. And I'm so glad you called in today, Janet. I really appreciate it. Where is area code 805, if I can be nosy? What geographical
region
are you in? California. Okay. All righty. Well, you know, and call back and, you know, tell us how things are and, you know, things are going. It's like that's one of the ways, you know, we do, you know, 60 seconds. I love this NASA countdown, these nosy people. Anyway, you know, but we like to hear from our followers. We like to, you know, come on and, you know, tell us how things are going. Say, you know, hey, you know, because, I mean, I do that myself. It's like, okay, this has happened. This, you know, I've just stepped on this rock now. Now, where's the next rock in the stream so I don't fall and get wet, you know? So we all kind of do this. And it's like, we, you know, just you never try to do your own readings because it's a hard time to see the forest because all those trees are in the way. It's like, is how we put it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's no limit for calling in. It's like, you know, people are welcome to call in, like, you know, every day if you want to. But anyway,
well, I appreciate your work. Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you again. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
All right. 10 seconds. Okay, we are doing our NASA countdown here for our 10-second countdown, and thank everybody for being here today and being with us on Psyche's Gone Well. We had a casual day today, and it's like we're so glad that Jan stopped in to visit with us. And we will see you again tomorrow. Have a good one.